Just a heads up, the Razzball Baseball Podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised.
You like fantasy sports and sarcasm, then I shall not make your muscles start to spasm. They could even call some of you to orgasm. It's the Razzball Podcast. Well, you have several choices, only one joke and yes, and I'm already a Moises. You might be yourself, just like your name was Moises. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the Razzball Baseball Podcast. I am, as always, your host, Nick Capozzi, and today I am joined solely by Mr. Gray Albright, because Rudy, if you were listening a couple months back, Rudy actually accidentally wound up on a flight to Ethiopia by mistake and enjoyed it so much, he's actually over there now looking at some real estate investments in Addis Ababa. So it's just Gray and I today. Gray, how are you?
Good, good. How you doing, Nick?
You know what? I'm having a great day because it was a very exciting trade deadline today in Major League Baseball, and there is a ton of trades to discuss, which is always good times.
Yeah, definitely.
But before we get to that, I just want to...
I'm sorry. Was I supposed to expand on definitely more?
No, it's okay.
I feel like there was a weird pause there, like, say something else, Greg. No, yeah, definitely. No, the trade deadline, I felt like, actually was a bit of a letdown, considering there wasn't any... like huge value changes for fantasy, but yeah, we'll go over each trade in its individuality. Did I make that word up? I don't know.
No, but I think you just killed the entire podcast.
You ever yourself to a corner with a sentence, and then before you know it, you're like individuality.
Happens to me all the time. So yeah. A couple things. So Rudy's not here. I know Rudy would really love to speak to this, but we officially launched yesterday at Razzball.com the pitching streamer.
Yeah, the Streamonator.
Which is at Razzball.com/streamers. And do you want to elaborate on that? Or is that just, I mean, that's your one-stop shop for who to stream, right?
Yeah, that's when you're looking to someone, a pitcher to stream, and you go to the Streamonator and you try and find someone. Rudy advises going with the, because there's a point scale. There's a lot of ins and outs on what the points mean. I'm not even exactly sure Rudy can explain it. He threw it over to Stephen Hawking, and then he got an email back with the final Streamonator. But yeah, there's a point scale, and I believe 105 is the threshold. Above that, you should feel fairly confident in streaming. Below that, it gets riskier and riskier as you go down. And going down on a streamer, you could be problems.
If you want a little bit of more technical elaboration on that point, I believe Rudy put up a post. It was yesterday, I believe, on Monday, July 30th. So you can go back into the archives at Razzball.com and have a look at that. Another bit of exciting news, and this is actually really exciting. I don't know if everyone in the Razzball universe realizes this, but Scott, the engineer and super producer here at the Razzball Baseball Podcast, is actually the lead singer of Symphony of Nine, a Toronto-based band, and they are the theme song here at the Razzball Baseball Podcast. So they are our unofficial house band, and they will be having their CD release party for their third album, and it's going to be at Lee's Palace in Toronto on Saturday, August the 18th, 9 p.m. $10 at the door, and believe it or not, I will actually be hosting this event, so I'll do a little bit of a stand-up there. So it is a great opportunity for Razzball Nation to come down to Lee's Palace if you're in the Greater Toronto area and mock me. So that'll be a good time. Well, I asked Scott too. I said, "What's the album title?" He said, "We're between a few. It's either going to be called Gray and Rudy, or Alyssa from Los Angeles,
Pedro from Pittsburgh."
I don't know if that was an option. I'd love to see the artwork though on Alyssa from Los Angeles.
Yeah, that, I like that idea. Or maybe the Scott the Engineer from Razzball Podcast album release. How's well, that?
You know, there's actually
too much of a mouthful.
You know, Toronto's got a big music scene, and there's actually posters. It's slapped all over downtown, and in huge letters at the bottom, it says, and hosted by the host of the Razzball Baseball Podcast, Nick Post.
Oh, man. That would be awesome if it was true.
It is true. I'm doing it. Saturday, August 18th at Leafs Palace.
No, I know that's true. No, I'm saying if those posters are really all over Toronto.
They are. Oh, look,
yeah,
hold on.
I'm sure. And Banksy put them up.
No, they really are all over the city of Toronto. So it's going to be very exciting.
Give me a photo of one of those if you're serious.
I'm not joking. You know, it's we really do have them. You know, we got to figure out how to get this poster on the Razzball website. But yeah, no, there you go. So
go over there and take a picture of it. I want to see it.
Okay,
that's awesome.
I will. So that's going to be a lot of fun. All right, now back to baseball. A ton of trades. I wanted to say shitload, but Rudy wasn't here to clean up our language today, so I'm trying to be more conservative. Let's go in order of what happened at the deadline. And, you know, Rudy, if you want to skip over some of these, but I'm going to take you through the ones that I thought have at least some degree of fantasy relevance. So last trade of the day was Casey McGahee to the New York Yankees, going in as a replacement for Alex Rios. He had a great season 2 years ago, but is there any value there in that lineup for the rest of the season for him?
Oh, the good news is the Yankees don't have to rely on Eric Chavez to stay healthy.
Right.
You know what Eric Chavez was good at, Nick?
Nothing.
Oh, injecting steroids into Miguel Tejada's ass.
Allegedly.
Fact. Yeah. Yeah. Little known fact, there was a birthmark in the shape of Texas on Tejada's ass, and they call it Tejas. It's true.
Aim for El Paso. Aim for El Paso.
Keep it weird, Austin. Oh! The trade is, I think it's good for fantasy actually. I think McGahee actually gets a little bit of I can't put actually into this sentence actually anymore. I think McGahee gets a bit more value going to New York. There's going to be the whole deal with whether or not he's going to be getting, you know, 9 out of 10 games started at third base instead of Chavez, or if they're going to do a bit of a platoon. If he doesn't start as much as, you know, other guys on with everyday jobs who have around the same value, then he's obviously not going to be great for mixed leagues. Right. I think he's someone I would take a flyer on, though, in most mixed leagues just to see how it plays out with the Yankees. I like this trade for his value, and I didn't really like him coming into the season or as of 12 hours ago. So, yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah, fair enough. What about Ryan Dempster goes to the Rangers? I mean, he's best ERA in the National League, I believe. He's been pitching fantastic, and now he's going to a legit title contender.
Yeah. No, he was rumored to be going to Los Angeles, I know, which would have been nice for his fantasy owners, so they could have lived vicariously through him and got a Hummer from Alyssa. Now he's going to conceivably the worst pitching park outside of Coors South, Arlington.
Right.
It's the worst pitching park God ever spit up. if you own Dempster, I think you're happy to get around a 3.75 ERA. He's more or less a 3.75 FIP guy.
Right.
Where if you get lucky for 2 months, maybe you'll get a 2.75 to 3.25. That would be with some luck. And if you know he's unlucky, then you might want to drop him in a couple weeks after he gets billy clubbed to death down in Texas.
Especially when it gets hot in August.
Yeah, it's definitely not great for his value by any stretch of the imagination. But besides Dodger Stadium and maybe AT&T, I don't know if there's any contenders right now. Is there any contenders really in pitchers' parks? I mean, no one's getting traded to the Padres.
Right.
The Padres barely fielding a team right now. They're like, yeah, we have outfield. Someone go out there. And the Marlins, they're giving everyone away. So what other? There's Twins. There's no way anyone's getting traded to the Twins of value. Trying to think of other pitchers' parks. Yeah, so anyway, there's no real pitchers' parks, I think, besides Dodgers and AT&T that any pitchers could end up in. Am I wrong?
Well, trade deadline is passed, so...
No, I know, but I'm saying, though, if besides Dodgers or the Giants, there was really nowhere else Dempster could have went that would have been really beneficial, so...
No, and I mean, as well as the Angels and A's have been playing lately, you do have three good pitching parks within the division, so...
Right. Yeah, no, that's true. I guess the A's could have traded for someone, but Billy Beane's not really going to trade for anyone. I mean, it's always like he builds up his fans' heads like, oh, yeah, we're going to trade for a bat or something. Come on, you're not trading.
We'll get Matt Holliday. We'll give up cargo for him. It'll be awesome. And then we'll flip yeah. And then we'll flip him.
Yeah, at the winter meetings.
Flipped him for the guy with the big butt there, Brett Wallace.
Brett Wallace, right.
That was awesome.
Yeah, he's got one weird looking photo on ESPN. he looks a little off in the head, but so whatever.
First we had Cargo, then we had Matt Holliday, then we had Brett Wallace. Okay, yeah. Jonathan Broxton to the Reds. Now this was interesting for me. I mean, obviously it's just bullpen help. I don't think Chapman's going anywhere, so I'm going to assume Broxton would probably be the setup guy. And I think the real question is who winds up the closer in KC. What do you think?
Broxton, I think, definitely goes somewhere in the Sean Marshall, Arredondo mix in, setup mix. Maybe he gets a couple saves here and there when Chapman is tired or is thrown a couple days in a row, or Dusty's thrown him for 85 pitches in, three innings straight or something. I think Broxton will, loses just about all value, though. And then he leaves the Royals and Greg Holland. Greg Holland will be the replacement over in KC. He got hit pretty hard by the Angels, about I think 3 or 4 games ago, but they have Mike Trout, so you got to forgive that.
He got roughed up by the Angels last week, but since then he's gone into 3 games and he's done pretty well, so.
Yeah, he's been fine. So Broxton goes over to Cincy, which is, interesting.
All right. So another guy that got traded today is a guy I don't think gets his fair due in fantasy. That's Hunter Pence, goes to San Francisco. What do you think about that, Mr. Albright?
Hunter Pence! That's what I have. You ever see Barter Kings with the guy with Tourette's?
No, I haven't seen it. I've seen you reference it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's good. But there's a guy who has his Tourette's, and anytime he hears certain words, he just catches it, he just keeps says it. Hello, Gray. Learn how to speak. Thank you.
Maybe I have Tourette's, and that's why I keep referencing Alyssa from Los Angeles.
Yeah, you have hacky joke Tourette's. It's terrible. Oh, man. So, anyway, we got we actually got a question for you in the Razzball forums.
Okay.
Man, I just realized that. I wish I would have thought of it before we started this podcast. and then I could have alerted you to it. All right, Pence, let me go real quick. The Phillies, they need to commit to either being selling or not selling. I feel like the Phillies should have just sold everything for 50 cents on a dollar and started new. They had, they got rid of Victorino and Pence, but really so now Howard and Utley are going to Benjamin Button into younger athletes next year? I mean, what exactly are they doing with this team? They're falling. They had their franchise best record last year, and this year I think they're in last place. That's sad. All right. Anyway, moving on. Pence will lose a little bit of value going into San Fran just because of, the park and the lineup's it's not quite the same as Philly. I did actually, though, I did a little bit of research.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. It seems totally absurd for me to say I did research for this podcast when you listen to it. And you're like, this guy's sitting on the toilet taking a crap out of his mouth. And I'm listening to it. That's what the listeners, that's what they're thinking right now. He is spewing diarrhea from his mouth hole.
So what do you got? What's the stats that you did research on?
Hunter Pence had more homers in AT&T Park than any other park outside of Miller, Philly, and Houston in the last 3 years.
It's the second coming of Barry Bonds.
Granted, it was only 5 homers. So we're not talking like suddenly like he becomes Barry Bonds in San Fran, but he definitely showed power in San Fran, so that's something.
Beautiful. Yeah. What about the Flying Hawaiian going to LA?
I had Hawaiian shaved ice this weekend. It was the worst Hawaiian shaved ice I've ever had. And I'm a big fan, so I've had it a lot. You probably ask yourself, how much could Gray possibly eat Hawaiian shaved ice? But I eat it quite a bit. And let me tell you, this shaved ice was terrible. It's shaved ice and syrup. That's it. Nothing else, really.
I thought that's what shaved ice was.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's what I'm saying. How do you go wrong? How do you make it bad? How do you make bad shaved ice? Anyway, I was in Palm Springs where I had that Hawaiian shaved ice and Mother Cougars.
But hold on. What was so bad about it? You need to elaborate. Why was it bad?
It was ice cubes. It was freaking ice cubes in a cup with some syrup on top of it, and it was tasted the syrup they put. You know how you order 3 flavors and they do nice straight lines so you get 3 individual flavors? They put 3 flavors together. You don't combine the flavors, you separate them into lines. I get really excited just thinking about this. it was Mother Cougar's birthday this weekend. She was born in 1842. I'm not sure how old that makes her. 180. Crap. I didn't even realize it was an even number. That All means right. It was special.
So back to the Flying Hawaiian, Shane Victorino getting traded to the Dodgers.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, he's another guy whose value really doesn't change much. With Pence, maybe Pence would lose a little bit in runs and RBIs. Victorino might gain a little bit, but it's really like it's pretty much a push for his fantasy value. He's another guy who hit decently in Dodger Stadium, so the park change isn't gonna hurt him. He also has pretty even numbers in road and home games, so again, not much change there. And he's got speed, and you can't lose speed on a trade.
Fair enough. So a byproduct, though, of these two guys getting traded is Dominic Brown will probably play full-time for the Phillies. What do you think about Dominic Brown the rest of the year? Anything interesting there?
Yeah, Dominic Brown, I believe, hit 362, 352, something like that, since he returned from his DL stint down in the minors in the last, I want to say, 12 to 15 games. He has good, decent power. His power will play in Philly, and he has some speed. I wouldn't necessarily, count on the speed because he just had a knee injury, like I alluded to earlier. So he, he may not steal some bases. You're going to get a guy who's around maybe a 270, 7-homer guy for the last 2 months of the season. But because of his upside, I definitely would take a flyer on him in most mixed leagues just to see, maybe he gets hot. Maybe he finally shows what he's capable of. He was a number one prospect at one time. So,
yeah. And, hey, listen, he's been amazing in the minors. 239 at-bats, 5 homers, 5 steals. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, he's had some problems. Sorry. But
You know who he reminds me of? Sorry to interrupt, Greg. Yeah. He actually reminds me of someone that the Blue Jays messed up, Travis Snyder. Up too early, sent down, messing with the swing. And I think that I don't know that Dominic Brown's ever going to be even 70% of what I think people thought he could be.
Why do I think you're segueing into another trade that
Hey, you know what? Travis Snyder got traded to Pittsburgh. I only bring it up because I don't know if anyone really cares. I mean, Snyder's got all kinds of talent. I've watched him for years here in Toronto, but he's never put it all together. And actually, you know, as a guy who watches a lot of Blue Jay games, I was kind of happy to see Brad Lincoln come over here. I could see Brad Lincoln actually wind up being the closer rest of the season in Toronto. So what do you think? Any chance for Snyder to...
Wow, the rest of this season, you think he's going to be the closer?
He could be. Listen, right now, not to talk too much real baseball.
Well, I could be if they're cutting payroll and they give me a call and they're like, hey, Gray, you want to come out here with your foxy mustache and close some games?
No, but, you know, really, they've got Casey Jansen. They've had, I mean, a rash of injuries in Toronto. That's why they made the big trade with Houston to get more arms for the bullpen. And Lincoln is actually, you know, he was a fourth overall pick a few years back. Didn't really pan out as a starter, but he's been lights out in the bullpen this year. So I'm just saying, you know, if, in an AL only league, might be worth grabbing him if you're looking for saves. But back to Travis Snyder. Any hope there?
I think personally that's crackers. I don't think there's any way he's getting saves this year unless there's some injuries. But I don't want to, you know, I don't want to diminish what you said, so I won't make a comment on that. Actually, I just made a comment on it. I'm sorry.
edit out my comment
and say no comment.
I tell you what, I'll bet you Hawaiian shaved ice with...
Not from that friggin' place in Palm Springs.
No, no.
I'm not going there again. That place sucked.
I'm going to come down and visit you, and I will bet you right now a Hawaiian shaved ice that Brad Lincoln gets at least five saves. Brad Lincoln gets at least five saves this year for the Blue Jays.
You know what? Actually, now that we're talking Hawaiian shaved ice, I'm gonna plug this place in Gardenia. It's called Terry's Hawaii. It's the best shaved ice in the entire world. You're welcome, Terry Hawaii. I hope there's a lot of people who come out and see you. There is a Korean place that opened up in my neighborhood who has... No, I'm serious. No, listen. And on their menu is a $12 salad. That's my term. They stole that.
I bet you it's a kimchi salad.
No, I'm not sure what it is. But it's a good restaurant, though. But I'm not going to plug them because they stole my term.
All right. So I'm calling right now. Hawaiian shaved ice on the line. Brad Lincoln is going to get at least five saves the rest of the season for the Toronto Blue Jays. Travis Snyder, anything there? Or should we move on to people who might...
I don't know. I mean, maybe in, you know, of course in NL only, but everyone's a play in NL only or AL only. But yeah, in NL only, I would bid, since really, actually NL only got a bit of a shaft this year with the trading deadline. They didn't see a whole lot of players come over. So Travis Snyder for NL only, I would bid the farm since you ain't got nothing else really. No, honestly, I'd probably bid like $15 in NL only and $100 fab, or maybe $16 to try and outsmart that guy who does the $15, or maybe $17 if you know someone listens to the Razzball podcast and they're going $16, or maybe $18 if you know someone's gonna. All right, yeah, Travis Snyder's got power, but he's been, you know, he's been like so miserable in his career thus far that I'd like to see something more before I pick him up in a mixed league.
Fair enough. Sure.
Yeah.
What about Hanley going to the Dodgers? I mean, because that lineup now is starting to look pretty darn sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, not too bad. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Hanley's... I think Hanley's sort of like... I went over this in the blog, but he's in the same boat as like a Manny, where if he wants to play... He's gonna be incredible, and right. He's gonna play in any park against any pitcher, and you'll get exactly what you paid for in draft day with Hanley. But if he doesn't want to play, there ain't nothing gonna make him play. So it's up to from Hanley's bat to God's ears.
Okay, so that's the question then: does he play?
Yeah, I hope so. If you own him, you're praying that he plays. I don't. You know, I mean, who's in his head other than, you know, miniature Dennis Quaid from Innerspace? There's no one else in Hanley's head.
All right.
I think, again, value, fantasy value doesn't really change. That was the, to go off on a tangent, unlike the rest of this podcast where I haven't done any tangents. The fantasy deadline didn't really, I mean, the trading deadline didn't really give that many, value changes for fantasy. It was a bit of a... you know, a bit of a letdown in that respect.
Well, but I think you actually answered it yourself by saying that it was pretty good for AL only, or sorry, what did you say? NL only leagues got shafted?
And NL only got shafted pretty bad.
Yeah. Right. So for AL only leagues, I mean, someone with like the ninth waiver in one of my leagues got Zach Greinke, which made me realize I need to get more competitive leagues. I know,
well,
I got to get the...
Why didn't you get him? Would you have the 10th? I hope you had the 10th. You didn't get him.
You know what? I only pay attention to my Razzball Commentator League. That's all I'm saying.
First of all, you're not in a Razzball Commentator League.
I'm like in for football.
Like I said earlier in this podcast, I actually have a good memory, even though it seems like I'm stoned half the time. second of all... Greinke wouldn't be on waivers for in a Razzball Commentator League. And why is he on waivers in your league and not getting picked up by every single person in your your league?
No, because it went from NL to AL. Because he went from NL to AL.
Oh, yeah. So he wouldn't be on waivers for Razzball Commentator. Oh, but isn't the Roto Professor in your league?
No. Yes, Eric is actually in another league that I'm in, which is definitely one of the more competitive leagues.
What? Oh, okay. He's not in that league then.
No. This was just a one-year AL-only head-to-head league, and I had not done head-to-head before because it's sacrilegious in some circles.
Oh, my God. Speaking of other fantasy baseball perts, I'm in an email thread with Lar, Michael, and a bunch of, like, you know, Panowski and other perts from other sites, and they are going, it's like 3 days now, and the email thread is literally like 400 replies long with them talking about trading. Like, how do I get out of this email thread?
Wow.
It's seriously, I should post it on the site. It's about 15,000 words long.
Hey, also, too, speaking of good memories, it's August the 1st tomorrow, so make sure we get in touch with Peter King so we can take over his team for the rest of the season.
Oh, crap. I got to pay my rent.
All right. A couple more trades to get to. What about Zach Greinke going to the Angels? How's he going to be affected by the move to the AL West?
God, I hate to sound like a broken record, you bought at a flea market. But, I mean, his fan, he plays the same everywhere he goes. It's a matter, you know, his ability is going to, he can shut out any team, no matter what division. I mean, you saw he was an ace for the Royals. Being on the Angels definitely is not going to hurt him. I mean, he's got an incredible lineup behind him. He's got Mike Trout. I don't think you need anything else, really.
Hey, sorry, I have to interrupt because Mike Trout is actually taking off to fly to London this week for the Olympics. If he wins a gold, because he's competing for a gold in shot put, the 400-meter hurdles, and the modern pentathlon, how's that going to affect him rest of season?
I don't know. Actually, I think he cloned himself, so he's not going to the Olympics. Mike Trout... The sequel is going to the Olympics.
Sorry, I just had to bring up my truck. So you were finishing up about Greinke.
No, Greinke, I think he plays in any league with any team. He's a number one fantasy ace. He's a number one, actually. I think he's probably top five in the entire major leagues.
Oh, he's been awesome.
Yeah, I mean, his K rate's insane, and it plays in any park against any team. His ERA, it fluctuates here and there, but that's more of a product of luck than anything else. So I don't think Greinke's going to have any problem being in the AL West. If anything, his value went up a tick because now he has a better team around him.
Right. Okay, cool. Listen, I just want to wrap up. We actually want to wrap up because we've had some technical problems here today. Insert future hardware sponsor here. But I really wanted to get to Matt Harvey, who is already the greatest pitcher in the modern era. Or maybe I've been reading too much of the Post. what do you think about Matt Harvey?
I think Matt Harvey has got good Ks and is definitely worth a flyer in mixed league. The problem with him is his walks. His control is a little obscene at times. So he can definitely, he might roofie you. And people familiar with roofie, if you go to the Razzball glossary, you'll know that roofie means that a rookie pitcher who violates your ratios. So I think Matt Harvey's a great play for upside, and I would take a flyer on him, but he could hurt you pretty bad if his wildness shows up.
All right, fair enough. Well, listen, yeah. Great. Thanks for getting through the Razzball Baseball Podcast this week without Rudy. Hopefully he will be back from his tour.
Wait a minute. Rudy wasn't on this? Oh! I wouldn't even know.
Hopefully he comes back.
Hey, Nick, thank you. Hey. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. Did I yawn doing a compliment? Oh, I hate when I do that.
That's okay. You keep yawning. Gives me one more chance to plug Symphony of Nine CD release party Saturday, August 18th at Lee's Palace in Toronto. $10 at the door. I will be your host. Come over and mock me. You got anything else, Gray? We're going to wrap this up.
Let's wrap it.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care. Thanks to executive producer Scott Brown and the staff at Glenmore Records. If you ever need great recording studios in the city of Toronto, visit glenmorerecords.com. And a special thank you to Symphony of Nine for the greatest podcast intro song ever.
It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast.